Blog Talk Radio.
Journey into the Light. What a beautiful song to continue our Thursday afternoon, evening, depending where you're at in this beautiful world of ours. We're going to be connecting all the way to Spain now, and Helen Basinger is our guest, and Helen's going to be speaking about a really, I think, awesome topic for today's world, and she's going to be speaking about anger and the power of forgiveness. And if you have any questions on the topic or anything going on in your life, we would like to take your call as well here. So the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Call on into the show. Press the 1 on your phone to come on in. And again, all the contact information to reach on is listed here right on the show page, so you can find all that right here for you. And there you go. All right, so let's go to the phone lines here, and let's bring Helen into the show. Welcome back, Helen.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are things in Spain?
Oh, that good. That good. Funnily enough, I was on another radio show just this afternoon, in a local thing in Marbella Radio. So, I don't know. It's all fun.
Yes, yes. It's a great way of reaching out to the world these days. So
it is. You're right.
That's great. So, Helen, if you want to maybe start off by giving the listeners a little overview of what you do and everything, and then if you want to segue into the topic, that'd be awesome.
All right, brilliant. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and I guess my speciality is in releasing negativity in however it comes, whether it's negative emotions or habits like addictions or belief systems or whatever it is, and even to the point of entities, attachments, and all that kind of thing. So that's what I do, really, rather than doing more classic, hypnotherapy. I do that, and I can do all that kind of, doing amazing visualizations and positive affirmations and all of that. But I tend to work more on the emotional side of things. And so people come to me really with all kinds of issues, whether they're just anything from depression to phobias to anxiety and fear or guilt or anger. And anger was what I thought we'd talk about today, just because I've seen, well, for the last whatever it is, 12 days or more than that, really, I've just seen a lot of people that are angry. And I just think it's a pity, because all this energy that I see, particularly like in the women's marches and all of that, it's a pity to see anger being used when people come together, because it's not creative. And, you know, how we create is out of, well, it's out of love, and it's out of forgiveness and peace and joy and all of these positive emotions. And anger never created anything. It just destroys things. And anyway, so it just occurred to me that we could talk about that, because it'll be so cool if everyone just kind of got together and just decided to forgive the past and, and create something beautiful on this planet of ours. So, yeah, so that was my thinking. And, that was it, really. And I guess this is the idea, you know, all emotions have, and I was going to mention this before, but all emotions have a frequency. And the highest of the low frequencies, of all the low frequency emotions, is anger. And it can propel you into taking action sometimes when you go, to hell with it, bam, I've got to change something, I'm going to have to do something. In that sense, it can be positive. But often it can be this kind of negative anger. And what's interesting, I think, about anger is once you release anger, there's always hurt underneath it. There's always some kind of pain underneath it as well. And I think a lot of the anger that we're seeing in the world right now is a reflection of that, is actually a reflection more of the pain and suffering than it is of, people being violent or whatever. I don't think people are really that violent. I just think that they're hurting. And but anyway, I was also thinking, this is, years and years ago, I mean, Jesus was saying, forgive them for they know not what they do. And he talked a lot about forgiveness, and all kinds of religions talk about the importance of forgiveness. And I struggled with it, because honestly, I thought, well, when you've got pedophiles, or you've got, people who murder people or hurt animals or whatever, all this kind of horrible behavior, or people that, I don't know, there's just horrible things happen. And I thought, how can you forgive someone for doing something like that? They should be punished. That was my thinking. And I just couldn't get my head around how you could forgive such awful things. And then one day, and this was about, I don't know, this was a long time ago, maybe about 10 years ago, something like that, maybe longer. I was watching, I very rarely watch TV, but for some reason the TV was on somewhere, and it was the tail end of a documentary about a serial killer who had, for the last 20 years or something, had killed, I don't know how many, 15, 20 women. And the story was about how they caught him, but I just came in at the end when he was standing up in court, and you know how it goes in America, that he was actually, well, he was sentenced to death. And how it goes is that the victim's family and so on are allowed to come in at that point and tell this person what they think about him. And he was standing there in his orange, jumpsuit and his chains and all of that. And this guy comes in, and he just, oh my God, he just lets loose. He's screaming and, cussing, and he's really mad, and he's going, you are just, can't wait, and he's just screwing his face, and I can't wait to see you die, and so much hate and so much anger. And the guy just stands there, and it's like, water off a duck's back. And of course it does, because that guy, in order to think it's normal to go around killing women, he's obviously, I would imagine that he's been abused since the day he was born, to be quite like that. But anyhow, so he stands, and the next person comes in, the same thing kind of happens, and this person is full of vitriol and anger and so furious and full of rage and pain and hurt and all of this. And again, you know, the guy just takes it all. He's abused and he's shouted at and told, you know, hope he goes to hell and all this. And he stands there, nothing, nothing's going on. And then finally a woman comes in and she stands there and she says, you killed my daughter. It was the only child I ever had. And I forgive you. My God, the guy, he literally, his legs crumpled underneath him and he had to hold himself up and he burst into tears. And that man had an experience for the first time of his life in actually what he'd done, but also of being loved. Now that guy was going to go and be killed, whatever. But he had had this experience of forgiveness. It was amazing. I just stared at the TV. I was like, oh my God. And this woman, she walked out of there with her head up, relaxed and free. And all the others had gone out of there so screwed up, so in pain and suffering. And, you know, with cancer of the liver probably forming as we speak kind of thing. And I got it. And I thought, that's it. And so anyway, that was, I don't know, what do you think about that story?
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. It's amazing how people can overcome, you know. I've met some of the most amazing people that have overcome great tragedy in their lives and have risen above it.
Yeah.
I can see how the past tragedy has made them who they are today, and without it, and they're in a weird way, and some people would say they're thankful for it. I had a lady I spoke to last week who was raped by her father when she was a child, but she said now, you know, she wouldn't be the person without that experience. And I said, wow.
Yeah, no, exactly. That in that example I gave you, that woman had become huge, and I think that's why I work with people on their anger, for that very reason, so that they can be free, and you know, how I do it is by visualizing the emotion in the physical body. So often people will feel anger, you know, in their chest, or they'll feel it perhaps in their throat, or they'll feel it in their arms, you know, or their hands, or they're all clenched up. And, you know, we just give it a color, a shape and a form and send it to the light. And it's a fairly simple visualization process. And it's amazing that it, you know, rather than taking years and years in order to get to that point, and there are other methods, obviously, of getting to that point. But, you know, it can be done really rapidly and then you just get freed up. And the amazing thing is that once anger is released, and it could be, you know, it could be resentment, it could be just irritation, it could be frustration, it could be all of these things. But once it's released, it unblocks inspiration. And that's why I say it's, you know, this anger, it prevents creativity, because it stops us from connecting to that divine inspired intelligence within us that will come up with, you know, some positive phoenix rising kind of, change. And so it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, so I just love doing that for people. And, you know, we do that and then you guarantee it, there'll be some grief underneath that, and there'll be maybe some guilt underneath that, and we just get rid of it all, and then that person can walk away free. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, because, you know, I see today, and maybe you can respond to this here, a lot of the people are, well, they're upset because they're seeing hurt. Let's take the refugee ban that was so evident, so you know, in the news this past week. And there's so many cases of, you know, this person is ill, it needs to come here. This person's a family member. This person, you know, all these cases you can see are just, wrong in so many words and hurtful to these people, especially affected. And that builds the anger up at who is enacting this, which would be the new administration. So, and then there goes and builds the anger. And I agree with you, anger really is destructive and not good at all. And so what would you say to that, trying to release that and trying not to have the – you know, like try to be concerned at one point, but not have the anger build up within you. Like, be constructive, but
yeah. I mean, exactly. I just don't. It doesn't help. I think attacking is a bit like, you know, the law of attraction. You know, what you resist persists, and the universe doesn't hear negatives. And so when you say, I don't want this, I'm fighting against this, the universe goes, oh, okay, here, have some more of that. Do you see what I mean? Rather than, so it's much better to say, in the case you're talking about, people going, you know, getting all upset, is okay, so what do you want? Okay, well, let's put in a system whereby, you know, the right people can, of course, come to America and so on, and that, you know, all these issues about people that are already there that are causing problems, that gets sorted out. I don't know how it happens, but we need to put our attention on solutions, human solutions, like, you know, rather than just shouting and taking, and especially when it comes to, you know, the red pill or the blue pill, you know, my team's right, your team's wrong. I mean, that is just so unproductive, it seems to me. I don't know. I think that we have to be human. Now is the time to be human. And in order to be human, really human, it's up to us really to release all the negative emotions that we're carrying around, whether it's anger or fear or, you know, guilt or whatever it happens to be. You know, we're not going to evolve when we're dragging around all these negative emotions with us. And, yeah, so it's just time to let it all go. It really is. And I think people are, and it's funny, I've been really busy in the last few weeks, and I just think that so many people are just coming to a natural understanding that it's time to, you know, to clean ourselves up, you know. And it's funny, I often say to people, I think that a human being is like this beautiful column of white light, and what happens through, I don't know, it could be even from past lives, or it could be from our parents in the womb. It could be from, you know, childhood, whatever. We collect all this stuff around us. It's a bit like someone comes and goes with a big lump of mud and goes, splat, you know, take that, take a bit of guilt, you know, splat, take a bit of anger here, and covers us all over with this mud. And we walk around going, oh, this doesn't feel very nice. Is this me? And I say, well, no, it's not you. It's just stuck negative emotion, which we have the ability to release. And it's a pity that, I mean, what I do is actually, it is quite sophisticated in that I'm using many, many techniques and you know, years of knowledge and so on, and I read constantly. But the basic way that I work could be taught to children. You could teach what I do to a four-year-old. And in fact, children love it because they're so brilliant at visualizing. But you can teach this kind of thing to children. If you could do this, can you imagine if, you know, at 4 years old or 3 years old, you were taught how to release your own negative emotions just by picturing it and sending it into the light? I mean, the world, well, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in right now, that's for sure, you know.
I agree. So much of this, if it were just taught earlier in life, as small kids, it would be such a positive. For sure.
Yes.
But yes. Yeah, exactly. It's a tough balance. It really is a tough balance to be involved and be supportive of doing the right things and making sure that we keep our government in check, you know, and things like that. I think that's really important. But at the same time,
yes,
anger and
it
violence
is.
Has no place. It's just destructive. to the cause.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all these negative emotions. They're okay in the in a moment. For instance, you know, somebody will say something which is so outrageous, and you just you feel this bit of anger, and it's your body's way of telling you that something's maybe not right. That should maybe it's an opportunity to set some boundaries. You know, somebody abusing you, and it makes you feel angry. Well, you know, it's quite good to feel that anger rather than just going, oh, you know, whatever. And then you can set some boundaries. But beyond that point, it's not helpful. It's like, you know, it's like fear. Fear might be useful in that split second to get you out of the way of the bus that's about to mow you down. But it's not helpful if you end up having, you know, constant panic attacks and anxiety day in, day out, because that will completely stop you from, you know, having a life. And yeah, and guilt's another one. I mean, guilt is another thing. If guilt in the moment, you know, you see someone drops $10, you know, that guilt will have you in that second have you immediately give it back rather than sticking it in your own pocket. But to carry around guilt from years and years ago to something that happened, to keep it stuck in your energy field is terribly destructive. And because obviously it will punish you until you get rid of it.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Anyway, I'm passionate. I'm passionate about releasing all these things from people, and I just, you know, I wish I could just work with everybody, just work with everybody and clean everybody up, and then you know, create heaven on earth. That's what I'd like to do.
It's needed because, you know, if you, you see countless times, you'll see either in the news or you'll see friends or family who've been in a trauma situation for a while, and then later you'll find them come down with horrible diseases, cancer, things like that.
Yeah.
And you
yes.
see the relation right there, the connection.
Oh my God, yes. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, like, you know, the liver and the gallbladder is connected to anger, and you'll see a lot of, you know, diseases related to livers and gallbladders when people have got either obvious anger or repressed anger. And you're right. I mean, it's interesting, actually. I hate to say it's 100%, but it might be close to it, that most physical issues are a result of some trapped negative emotion. And, you know, the first thing to do is when you get physically sick is to look at, you know, what's going on with you emotionally, I think. And by releasing that, you know, incredible stuff can happen. I mean, I've worked with people who've got, you know, like they break an arm, say, and the arm gets fixed and they go to the doctors and it's all fixed. But the pain in the arm continues and the arm starts to wither. It has some technical name. I forget what it is. But anyway, and they have this constant pain. It's like this burning in their arm. And the doctor says, well, I don't know what it is. We'll cut the nerves or something. It's terrible. You end up with a numb arm. But what it actually is when that person, this is an example of someone I work with, they were really angry and they were on their bicycle or something and they were as mad as hell about something. And they came off their bike because they were riding too crazily or something, and they broke their arm. And what it was, we got rid of the anger that person was feeling at the time, and the pain and this, you know, strange symptoms in this syndrome that they had in their arm completely went away. And they'd had it for years. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is. I know we here in the States, we had a well-known sports reporter. She was a female, and she someone got some illegal pictures of her when she was in her private hotel room undressed,
right.
And they put them public. And later on, it came out she. After that episode, going through that trauma, she came down with cancer. Thank God she recovered from it, but the correlation there. So yeah, and I always say, Helen, to the listeners out there, you know, when you go to bed, you know, make sure the stress, the anger, whatever's inside is released. Whatever you got to do, don't go to bed when your body's supposed to heal and leave that inside. Release that. I always find my ways to, you know, release that stress of the day.
Yes, no, it's a good one. You're absolutely right. Because what you go to bed with, you tend to wake up with as well. Actually, just before we go, do you mind if I mention?
Yes, please.
I've been working on it. I've been working on it today. I've just put together. It's. I know most people listening to this are probably in the States, and this is terribly far away. But I've put together this. It's a retreat. It's an 8-day retreat with a couple of colleagues of mine who work in different fields of healing. And it's going to be between the 8th and the 16th of April here in Marbella, which is in the south coast of Spain. And it's for anyone interested in really experiencing big personal change on a mind, body, and soul level. And I've got together with, well, there's me, so I think people are going to get very intense, powerful sessions with me. And then they're going to be working also with a colleague of mine who does incredible energy healing. She's from the Brennan School of Healing, and she's amazing, working on all kinds of dimensions and goodness knows what. She's a far out person, actually. And then we've got someone doing all the kind of body work, the reflexology and the massage and the physical kind of stuff. And there'll be yoga and, you know, various physical movements and meditation and lectures and stuff about food and health and incredible food. There's going to be amazing food. All organic and detox, revitalizing and all that. So that's what it is. If anyone's interested in that kind of a thing and where they can work on all of this stuff, like anything that's blocking them in the way of negative emotions and trauma and issues like that, the website is called ilovemylife.info. So it's www.ilovemylife.info. And yeah, people might find that interesting if... you know, if they're up for something pretty intense. This is not like a vacation. This is not a spa. This is some serious work, but it will be great, and it's a beautiful place, and it will be fun too. They've got all kinds of, you know, music, sound healing, and interesting things for the evening as well. So I wanted to mention that. So thank you for letting me do that.
Okay, very good. And I know all of your contact information is listed on the show page as well. So that's all there. And Helen, I guess that's a wrap for the day, and we'll see you back here next week.
Perfect. It was lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, you too, Helen. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Ciao. Bye.
All right, everybody. This episode is going to end. Coming up next, Julie Ann Cohen is going to join us. Psychic medium, going to be taking your call. So everybody, call back into the next show as this episode is now going to end. Thank you.